Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nothing in my pocket.
Guys, DGS, happy Monday, a few minutes past 4 p.m. If you guys enjoyed the Halloween show on Friday, this week we're going to do a little more work and put out, how long do you think it'll be, Rachish?
Oh, maybe 15 minutes.
It's pretty good. It's like a miniature movie right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, now that you've heard the Halloween show, if you're anything like me, now I want to see it, right? Like, it's like watching Civil War documentaries and like, oh my God, there's the Devil's Den at Gettysburg. And you'll get to see all the different rooms and the writing from Albert and all that kind of stuff. I have to give a shout out to my friend Trish Gazelle. I was just texting with her during the break. I said, my God, I'm tired all the time. I just feel like crap all the time. I think it's like the 84 degrees studio. And she gets pellets from Dr. Maupin. She said, how late are you on your pellets? And I'm like 5 months late. I've never been this late. Pure operator error, just lazy, just been putting it off. That's it. But it made me feel better. Like, oh, okay, that could be it.
Yeah.
But it also sucks to know that this is what 61 feels like without any help. This is terrible. Just terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not doing myself any favors. I never drink water, not working out like I should.
You got to get the circle water bottle like Andrew has.
Oh, I don't have that kind of money.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Okay, Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Skip couldn't be here today. So we're going to do two Elite Eights, which is kind of fun sometimes. The first one is going to be the Elite Eight of the best fictional representation of the devil.
All right.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
You can.
All right, I'm going to go with my favorite fictional representation of the devil, and that is the robot devil from Futurama. Maybe my favorite Futurama character, period.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I love the robot devil.
It's a good one. This is tough because we only get a couple of picks apiece here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Jack Nicholson in Witches of Eastwick.
That's a good one.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really good.
Yeah, he's great at the whole evil thing.
Yeah. Andrew.
I'm going to go with Peter Stormare from the movie Constantine.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I got it.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
That's a really good one.
Super underrated.
I love that actor, but he always makes me feel like there's the world's gone upside down.
Yeah, I think that's like his kind of typecast. Yeah. Like he's a character actor to be that.
Like who's that kid that was in Killing of a Sacred Deer, and he was just in the one with
Barry something.
Every time you see that mofo,
Barry Keogh.
Just get ready.
That's how you know it's going to be a weird film.
That's right. Dated Sabrina Carpenter.
Get out.
Yep.
For real. Like last year, it was a big thing when they broke up.
Wow.
And everybody was like, why? He's so weird looking and he's scary.
Yes.
He's a depiction of the devil in real life.
He's scary.
Wheels.
I got a similar one from the same time period as the Peter Stormare. Viggo Mortensen in The Prophecy.
Loved it.
Which is a great movie.
It is a great movie.
It's really good.
The other ones suck.
Yeah, I know.
The sequels are good. But the first one's really good.
First one was excellent.
Yeah.
How about Black Phillip
Wouldst thou like to live deliciously?
The witch.
Yeah.
I need to watch that again.
That's his catchphrase.
No, I know.
He's always saying it.
Mm-hmm. He's cute.
He comes in, he delivers that line, it brings the whole room down.
I will go Al Pacino and the Devil's Advocate.
Yeah, that was another good one.
That's a fun one.
Got that intensity.
I just watched that movie last weekend.
Really?
How weird you is that?
You watch the weirdest movies.
You do.
I never get over it.
How is it the weirdest movie? He just
no, no,
picked
no.
it.
So
no.
funny.
You and Kurt are weirdos. It's like every Monday you come in and she's like, so I watched the director's cut of Froggy Went a Courtin'.
I wish that was what I was watching.
It'll be like the middle of June and she's like, so we watched Death Becomes Her and it was like so fun. And I'm like, what?
I love how it's Dave's pick and I'm like, wow, I just watched that and everyone's like, freak, what a freak.
Yeah.
Freak
alert. It's no. Dave's pick for this very, very, very specific niche.
Andrew?
I'm going to let Kevin have South Park. I'm going to say Needful Things.
How did you know I was going to pick that?
I can see your Google search.
It's not up there.
No, it's not.
Not there.
It's not because I knew that because that's like a really good one. But I'm going to take Needful Things.
Now, do you know what's interesting about Needful Things?
I know that there's a store in the Ozarks called Needful Things, and it
no.
terrifies me every time I see it.
No, it's apropos of this list. The actor is Max von Sydow.
Yeah.
And I also have him down as one of the best Jesuses.
Oh?
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
Whoa.
He was in The Greatest Story.
Man. Oh. Needful Things, I think, is a great depiction.
Really underrated.
Absolutely terrifying.
Plus,
the book is
Bonnie,
great, too.
Bonnie Bedelia.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. The book is great, too. I highly recommend the book. One of King's, my favorites of his.
Do we still need him or we got him?
We need one more from Wheels.
Yeah, he's right.
South Park
Satan. Yeah.
It's so good. He's made a reappearance this season.
I know.
And it's been lovely.
You want the list, Dave? Well, we have a second here. I want to let you guys know that Weber's World is brought to you by Weber Chevrolet, weberchevrolet.com.
Elite Eight of the best devils. Robot Devil from Futurama versus South Park Devil.
South Park Devil.
Robot Devil.
This is going to be a hard one for Andrew.
I'm going South Park, so...
It's okay. Just go South.
No, I want to go Robot Devil. I love the Robot Devil. And that's a great pick.
Roger, are you listening?
Yeah. Yes, I'm here now. Sorry, I was doing a Y-88 traffic.
Oh, no, you're fine. And I feel like I came across weird. I'm like, are you listening? No, I just mean, like, do you have a favorite devil of these two devils?
What?
Robot Devil from Futurama or
he's
the devil from South Park, Satan. Whatever you want to call it.
South Park's, yeah, that's classic.
Good job.
The devil right, from South Park.
No,
you know,
more going, no more going to Roger Brand because he's wide right now.
Thank you, Roger.
Jack Nicholson, Witches of Eastwick versus Black Phillip.
Oh, Nicholson.
Black Phillip.
Black Phillip.
Mr. Goat. He's the goat.
I'm going to make this a tie because I like Black Phillip as well.
Oh, that wins it.
Oh, no. That wins it, Dave.
Oh, okay. That wins it. Okay, there you go. Peter, what's his name from Constantine?
Stormare.
Versus Al Pacino from Devil's Advocate.
Devil's Advocate.
Al Pacino.
Stormare.
Pacino.
And I called the plot twist at the beginning of the film. And
good call.
It was a victory for me, is all I can say.
I don't think I remember the plot twist.
It's that...
The father of Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, is.
I immediately was like, oh. So yeah.
Yeah.
He's what?
I don't want to spoil the...
Oh,
Lots of people are watching this movie. It's an old movie.
The devil is his dad.
Yeah, because Al Pacino's like... He says something about his mom. He's like, oh, yeah, how's she doing? And I'm like, well, that's...
Yeah.
His dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of Al Pacino's more subtle performances.
Oh, yeah, he's always...
How's she doing?
He's always subtle.
Viggo Mortensen from The Prophecy versus Needful Things, Max von Sydow.
Prophecy.
Needful Things.
I haven't seen either of these films.
You should watch Needful Things.
Then I'll break the tie, and I'm going to go Viggo.
There you go.
Okay, final four of Best Devils. South Park Devil versus Black Phillip.
South Park.
Oh, my gosh.
Black Phillip.
I love that big goat, and I love the stories about how scary the big goat was while they were filming it. They're like, look at this freaking huge goat.
Which way are you going?
I'm the black goat, Phillip.
All right, Phillip moves on. Constantine versus Viggo from The Prophecy.
Prophecy. That's a tough call, though.
I don't think Constantine won. I thought that one lost.
No, it did.
Okay. What am I doing? Am I doing something wrong?
No. I guess no. You're,
oh
I
no,
guess.
No. You're right. Pacino versus Vigo.
Let's go, Vigo.
Pacino.
Pacino.
Pacino versus Black Phillip.
Black Phillip.
Goat.
Yeah, Black goat. Phillips.
Goat is the goat.
All right.
Goat.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay. Goat now we're switching it up, and we're doing the Elite Eight of best gods or Jesuses or whoever you want to represent God.
This is a fun one.
This was harder.
Do you want to start?
Me?
Yeah, Satan's a little more fun to portray.
Well, no, yeah, I was going to say it's more commonly portrayed. Yeah.
Go ahead and start.
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, good one. I had that one.
Yeah. Although, really, I think Jim Carrey, I think, is maybe the more, right? Because when he gets that's more fun.
Yeah, but I liked Morgan Freeman. He's just more, I don't know. I would love to picture a being that's all powerful that's like Morgan Freeman.
Well, but Jim Carrey wasn't God, though, right?
He just got to play God for part of the movie.
He got, like, the powers of God.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Dogma?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Alanis Morissette.
I forgot about that. Dang, good call.
It's just a nice little surprise.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up
that
one.
I ruined for anyone.
From my childhood.
Yes.
George Burns and Oh God.
Yes.
Did you ever see that, Frank?
Look, there he is.
I don't think so.
No, that's a super fun one.
There's like three of them, right?
Yes. Oh God, you devil.
Yep. Oh God, book two.
Yeah, and God, book two.
Yeah.
You're right.
Are you supposed to say it like, oh God? That's how the poster looks.
Like Sue Thomas?
I thought the same thing. That definitely had a
Sue. Oh, you know who's in this movie? Let's tie it all together today. John Denver.
Yes.
Oh.
Mm.
Yes.
Who saw that coming?
He's pretty good in it, too. Andrew.
I will dig into the same well as Rachel. I did not think of the robot devil, but I did think of when God was in Futurama. There's a whole episode about it, and he helps Bender. Bender makes ends up lost in space, and he gets a little. This is death having to explain this episode.
We haven't seen it. So.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
all right.
I don't know what it is.
Scratch
anyway,
it off. Yeah. Aslan.
Oh, you son of a gun!
The lion.
I would love it if you would have cussed him out for taking the god.
Dang you really
it!
Wanted.
That was my. I should have gone with that one first. Well, somebody would have taken Morgan Freeman too. Dang it.
I was going to take Morgan.
Were you? Yeah.
Well, I was going to say Jim Carrey.
Son of a gun.
You got one?
I think it's your turn again, Wheels.
I know. That's why I'm saying son of a gun. I don't know if I got a good one now. Give me a minute. Pass me up.
This is what preparation is for.
Well, you know.
This today, though, we can't give him too much trouble today because he didn't know
until
52.
Would you allow this from your 14 and under boys?
Well, if I only told them 10 minutes before, yes.
Oh, see, now he's going at the coach.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, look, I don't have quite the high ground I normally do. I would still argue 10 minutes is plenty of time. That's just me.
I mean, it's plenty of time for me to Google a bunch of movies I never saw.
How about the depiction of God in Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
I had it.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's a... Oh, man. Now I'm mad I didn't think of that.
Does anyone remember Robert Powell from 1971? He famously never blinks in the movie.
Really?
Yes.
Scary.
How?
He just didn't blink. He just made a choice.
Why did he make Scary God?
Well, let's not go with that since no one has seen it. I will go with Jim Caviezel in Passion of the Christ.
Oh, that's a really good one.
It's a good one.
The part in that when Mary's watching Jesus go to Golgotha and he falls, and then she harkens back to when he fell as a little kid and skinned his knee, that really got me. Good devil in that, too.
Yeah.
Remember that bald lady?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With the scary eyes?
Yes.
That movie was such a craze when it came out.
Yeah.
It's so interesting how it's like, it's not really talked about anymore.
He's taking a bunch of crap because he
is a Nazi.
Cast someone as Mary, a new Mary, who is very pro-choice. And so he's taking a lot of flack from the Catholics.
Oh, in real life.
In real life.
Okay.
Yes. So, whose turn, Andrew?
Me. I'm going to say the five-fingered God from The Simpsons.
How are the Dallas Cowboys doing?
Here, let's get the final pick, and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. Does this count Zeus from the Clash of the Titans?
I mean, it's crap, but if you want to put it out there.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either. Let's use them.
You didn't specify which.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to change it.
Okay.
Similar theme, though. I want to go with Odin from Thor because it's Anthony Hopkins.
Fair enough. Right. Piss off all the Christians. That's fine with me.
You didn't say Christian God.
No, you're right.
You just said God.
I just assumed that you would play along.
Yeah.
This is the Dave Glover Show on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
424 DJS Happy Monday. It's going to be black as night out there when we leave. That was a rude awakening last night, even though Dave told us it was going to be 5 p.m. Okay, Sweet 16, actually Elite Eight. We just did the Devil and the Elite Eight of representations in the media of God. Morgan Freeman versus Monty Python.
Morgan.
I got to go Monty Python.
I'm going to make it a tie to Roger.
I'm a big Monty Python fan, so I'm sticking with them.
All right, sir. Alanis Morissette from Dogma versus Passion of the Christ.
Alanis.
Passion.
Yeah, me too.
Back to Raj.
Tie to Raj.
Oh, yep. Passion, definitely. Thanks.
Okay. Isn't it ironic he would pick that?
George Burns in Oh God versus The Simpsons God.
Simpsons. Oh,
George. I didn't see The Simpsons God.
I think I'll say George Burns. That's cute. That's okay. A cute depiction of
George moves on.
Of the Lord in heaven.
Aslan versus Odin.
Aslan. Yep. That's
Aslan.
Easy.
All right. Final four. Morgan Freeman versus Jim Caviezel.
Morgan.
Morgan.
All right.
I like the name Morgan.
Morgan.
Saying it out loud like that, I'm like, that's a good name. Morgan.
I saw someone on TikTok. It's such a dumb joke. But the guy was like, what's the dumbest name? Glenn.
Poor Glenn.
He's like, can you imagine a baby named Glenn?
For real?
Yeah.
Literally just had that conversation last week in the hallway out there.
Really?
With Debbie Monterey and might have been Trisha, but I don't remember who said Glenn.
There's a very famous and very funny tweet that's structured like Newt Gingrich's mother. And what do you want to name your baby, Mrs. Gingrich? And she says, Newt Gingrich.
So true. George Burns versus Aslan.
Yeah, Aslan. Give me the lion.
Yeah.
Versus Monty Python.
The lion.
No, Aslan. Morgan Freeman. Sorry.
The lion.
Aslan.
I'll go Aslan.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. How about Aslan versus who won for the devil?
Oh.
Very bad sign that we
Black
already
Phillip.
Don't remember.
It was
remember.
Black Phillip. Yeah, no,
Black Phillip.
Black Phillip.
Crazy. Our two finalists were not humans.
Animal representation.
Definitely going with Aslan Phillip. There, though. Aslan
Black
there,
Phillip.
Yeah.
He was so cool.
Trying to hedge your bets.
No, I loved Chronicles of Narnia as a kid, man. I read those books.
Big,
nonstop.
Scary goat.
I haven't seen a single one of those.
Yeah, the movies aren't great.
Yeah, you should read the books, Dave.
The
For
books
real.
Were amazing.
Very easy read and
now,
very worth it.
Haven't read them since I was probably 14, so.
Yeah.
I just read them a couple years ago, and it was very pleasant.
Cool.
Know what? Great place to put your bookmark.
Absolutely.
Right in the middle of one of them books.
You could put it to use. Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It would be
much
a good
money.
Follow-up to my Native American vampire.
Yes, indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.